so grateful for the talents that the Lord has given to us. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Any sermon I've heard about the people of Israel when they were wandering in the wilderness were quite insulting to the people of Israel wandering in the wilderness, especially when they were complaining. And our good preachers would tell us that even though God did so many wonderful things for them, look at how they complained. But I think they've gotten a bad press. Because really, we can stand in judgment or sit in judgment about them when we have our nice heated homes and water that's running most of the time, except when the electricity goes out, and then we complain. Very few of us have been in a wilderness where there's no water, where there's no food. Very few of us have had an army chasing us and wondering if we're going to survive. None of us have had the experience of being in slavery. They've gotten a bad press. And every time they complained, it wasn't that they were complaining because the tent drapes weren't right. They were complaining because they were in mortal danger. First time we hear them complaining was when Moses started to speak to Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh said, "I'm not only not going to let them go, I'm going to make their burdens worse." And their time got worse in Egypt because of Moses. The next time they complained, they were between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army, and they thought they were going to be annihilated. I could understand complaining about that. Another time, they were hungry in the wilderness, and they didn't know how they were going to get food. I could understand them complaining. And this time, they were complaining because they had no water. Now, can you imagine being in a desert without water? This isn't just inconvenience. This is life and death. And so we might say, well, you know, God always provided. Why couldn't they take God at his word? But how many of us, when we have crises, all of a sudden we say, is God with us or not? It's a human condition. So the people complained. And then I can't imagine poor Moses. This is a job he had not asked for. He hadn't applied. He was in an idyllic life. Think about it. He was 80 years old. He was a shepherd. He had a wife. He had a lovely tribe that he dealt with far away from Egypt when God called him and said, "You're going to be my messenger." And Moses said, "I don't think so." And so he was given this job he really didn't want. And then the people started to complain. And they complained to him because he was their leader. And they said, "You were the one who brought us out." And I can imagine Moses' aggravation. So he goes to God. And he said, "You know, what is up with this? We're in trouble here." Now God, what does God do? He doesn't say, "I'm angry." He doesn't say, "I'm frustrated." He gives him the solution. He said, "I want you to go before me. I want you to go with elders to this rock. And I want you to strike the rock and water's going to come out. And I will meet you there at the rock." And so Moses did just that. And he struck the rock and water came gushing out. Now the Israelites, in order to remember things, they didn't have Kodak cameras. They had no way of commemorating great works of God except to name them. So when Jacob had his vision of the ladder of angels, he named the place Bethel, which means the house of God. So there was a habit of naming these events so that they would be remembered. So you would think he would name something like this, like Holy Gusher, or Fountain of Heaven, or some wonderful name. So what does he name them? The English translation is test and quarreling. That's what he named that miracle, test and quarreling. What a sad thing. Here's a marvelous miracle of God, and Moses is so aggravated that he can't even see the wonder of it. And so he names it something that we wouldn't have named it, test and quarreling. There's a lesson in here for us, isn't there? It is a matter of perspective, isn't it? You know, when I turn on the faucet in the morning, I don't think miracle, I think water. But somebody in the third world country would consider that a miracle. When I woke up this morning and rolled out of bed and put my feet on the floor, I didn't thank God for the miracle of life that I had breath in my body and I could stand up. I named it groaning and creaking. It's all a matter of perspective, isn't it? Sometimes we can miss the awe and the wonder and joy of God because of how we perceive the miracle. And even when we're in crisis, even when we are looking up and saying, is God with us or not? How many times we've missed when that friend has called out of the blue because they've heard of a problem and gives us comfort. And we've missed the comfort. We've missed that was God's doing. How many times have we missed because we're so embroiled in the crisis that all the resources that God has brought our way, we somehow miss, and all we focus on is the crisis at hand. Is God with us or not? There was a crisis that day. They could have died of thirst. That was real. There was a crisis for Moses that day. He could have been stoned if the people got angry enough. That was real. But what was so real was the water in the rock, and they all missed it. Don't miss what God has in store for you. It is a matter of perspective, isn't it? God has given us so much. We can cope with terrible circumstances in our life because of the love that is poured out. Angela was talking about this tragedy that happened with this young man, and she said how grateful she is for the community that has come together in this circumstance. Don't miss what God has for us. I was thinking this morning as I ate my breakfast that I called it food, and I'm sure my kid who's had college food has called it manna from heaven. It's all a matter of perspective. There is so much of God's grace and mercy in this day. Do not miss it because of the crises at hand. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that in the crisis, you did not demean your people. You did not ask them why they had so little faith. You provided for their needs. And I thank you in our crises when we cry out and ask, is God with us or not, that you meet our needs, that you surround us with your grace and your mercy. Help us to have eyes to see all that you have given us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.